One of the questions that guys always ask is, at what point should they start dating? It's like a common question that guys begin to ask once they return from Israel, or sometimes once they get to Israel, or sometimes once they get to high school. But guys ask questions about when should they begin dating. And like most things in Yiddishkeit, the answer is found in Gemara and Halacha, Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch. That's like pretty obvious. So the Gemara has a question about whether a person should be lomed Torah v'achar kach yisa isha, or la'olam yisa isha v'achar kach yomot Torah. So Gemara in Kedushin daf chav tesam beis. Is it better to learn Torah and then get married, or to get married and then learn Torah? The Gemara discusses this among the Amoraim. The Gemara has a very famous and memorable expression of Rechayim b'tzavara v'yasok b'torah, right? That once you have the Rechayim, you have the mill on your neck, how are you going to be osik b'torah? Once a person is responsible to support his family, so it's not shayach to really learn Torah, you have to go out, you have to get a job, right? That's an important statement. You have to get a job, you have to go out. And how are you going to learn Torah once that happens? So you get the impression that therefore you should be loymei Torah v'achar kach yisa isha. On the other hand, the other Amora says, no, yisa isha v'achar kach yomot Torah. And the Rambam, and then the Gemara answers, halan v'halahu. That there's a difference between B'nai Bavel and B'nai Eretz Yisrael. That the halacha of getting married and then learning is for one group, either B'nai Bavel or B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And the other halacha of getting married and then learning Torah is for the other group. The only thing is that the Rambam, the only thing is, I am getting drunk already, too early in the day. The only thing is that it's not clear who the lan is and who the lahu is. Meaning, Rashi and the Tosfos there in Kedushin of Chav Tesam Beis disagree. Do I assume? You see, you have to remember that the yeshivas were in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Gemara, rather than Bavel. So the B'nai Bavel used to go to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So what should you do? So Rashi writes that you should first get married and then learn. Because since you won't be home anyway, you won't be working anyway. So you may as well get married and avoid her hurim ra'im. And then you'll learn after. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and then if you're in Eretz Yisrael, which is closer to the yeshivos, so according to Rashi, you should, in that situation, learn first and then get married, because since you live close to home, they'll force you into work. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns the opposite way. Tosfos writes, first of all, what do you mean that the people in Bava would go to learning Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, they leave their wives behind? Tosfos says that the Gemara at the beginning of Gittin says about these people who leave home, you know, like the people who go to Uman or something. Whatever, I'm not commenting. So Tosfos, Gittin says, "Vayitnu eshayeled bezona v'eshayalda machru bayayin." Like a very negative pasuk, a very negative take on the situation. That if someone gets married and then leaves his wife at home, and he's going to be away learning. So the Gemara says very negative things. It's like you're encouraging her into prostitution. It sounds like the pasuk is saying. So Tosfos says it can't be that you're supposed to go and learn Torah away from your wife. Rather, according to Tosfos, if you are, and moreover, Tosfos says that just because you get married doesn't remove the Hurim Ra'im. Right? What's Rashi's Cheshbon? Rashi's Cheshbon is that you're a B'nai Bavel and you're going to be away from home anyway, so you're not going to be working, so you may as well get married to avoid the Hurim Ra'im. So Tosfos asks in Rashi, hey dude, fellow, right? You don't avoid her Hurim Ra'im just because you get married. Getting married doesn't solve that issue necessarily. So Tosis therefore comes up based on these two kashas, Tosis and Kedushin on Choftes says the Halan Halahu in the opposite way, that the people in Bavel should learn Torah and then they should get married. Excuse me, the people in Bavel. Right, the people in Bavel should learn Torah and then they should get married. But the people in Eretz Yisrael should get married and then they should learn Torah. Tosis has a line over there, the people in Eretz Yisrael will have like a better sort of Torah, and because their Torah will be more clear, and therefore people in Eretz Yisrael should get married and then learn Torah. Once they're married, they won't be able to learn. Apparently, the additional clarity in learning that comes from being in Eretz Yisrael will overcome the shortness or the decrease in the amount of time that they have to learn. That's the way I understand Tosfos in Kedushin Choftes. Okay, so because of Ma'asa, the Gemara says Halan Halahu, and Rashi and Tosfos have a disagreement what that means. Rambam writes La'olam Yomod Adam Torah va'achar kach Yisa Isha. You should always get married. You should always, excuse me, La'olam. I said it backwards. La'olam Yomod Adam Torah va'achar kach Yisa Isha. First, learn, then get married. Shem Nasa Isha Tchila in Daito Pnu Yelomod. Once you get married, you won't be able to learn with a free mind. But if your yetzer is miskaber alav, so that it's not libo panui anyway, so then you get married and then yomol Torah. So for the Rambam, it sounds like you should always learn and then get married. The only thing is, if you happen to have a very big yetzer hara, and you're not learning well anyway because of your Yetzer Hara, then you should get married first. That's what the Rambam says. So the Lechem Mishnah and all the Achronim jump up and down and they spit wood and nickels and they say, my dear Maimonides, how come you don't quote the distinction in the Gemara of Halan Halahu? That you should say that it depends whether the yeshiva is close by or far away, b'nei bav, b'nei Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara says. How come the Rambam doesn't quote that distinction? That's the kasha that they ask. Moreover, they ask a kasha that there is a Rambam in Perek Tesvov of Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam writes about Ben Azai. If someone is natural chashka b'Torah, person is always learning like Ben Azai, and the person never gets married because he's always learning, so there's no Aveira. Providing that it's not Yisrael Migaber Alav. If it's Yisrael Migaber Alav, so then it doesn't work. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam also writes over there that if a person is going to be Toireach b'mizonos, and he won't be able to learn Torah, so you're allowed to delay getting married, because Oseik b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, Kol shekein b'tamei Torah. I think we're going to have to analyze this a little bit more tomorrow, because it's getting a little bit late. But because Hama'asa, they ask a question on the Rambam. How come the Rambam, we'll just talk about the Rambam over here in Parakaf of Tamei Torah, Halacha Hey, how come the Rambam leaves out the din of Halan Halahu? That's the question. So the answer that most achronim / poskim / whatever say is that the Rambam really has Halan Halahu, but the Rambam's distinction is that there's a difference between whether the Yetzer is miskaber olav or not. Halan Halahu, according to the Rambam, means that B'nai Bavel have more of a Yetzer Hara than B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Because they have more of a Yetzer Hara, so therefore they are not able to learn due to their Yetzer Hara, so therefore they should first get married. But B'nai Eretz Yisrael have less of a Yetzer Hara, so then they should learn first and then get married after. That's what emerges for the Rambam. That's already interesting, no? That the amount of Yetzer Hara an individual has depends on whether the person's in Eretz Yisrael or not. I don't know. That's what the Rambam is saying is understood by many of these achronim. I think we'll have to develop this idea further. Mr. Ben.
You said that Rabban Azai didn't get married. How is that mutter if there's a mitzvah to do so?
How is it mutter? Right, isn't there a mitzvah to get married? So, that's a very good kasha. Apparently, the Rambam feels that the mitzvah to get married is something along the lines of producing children. If a person can produce spiritual children, al yedei, learning Torah, teaching Torah, etc., that's okay. It's a very difficult din, no? If a person loves learning so much, so then the person doesn't get married, right? I love doing mitzvahs, so I'm not going to wear tefillin. It's very hard. And the idea of saying, Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah with respect to Talmud Torah is extremely difficult. I have a lot to say about this, but I think time is too short. So we'll try to tackle it tomorrow. Okay, Chevra?